flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
It's getting very racy today on the program.
Wait till Tonya Harding erotic fiction. I don't know.
I hope you kids are okay out there.
I don't know if we're prepared for it, to be honest with you.
Let's talk about just ramming it in.
Yeah, I may have to wait till tomorrow. This may have to be a Friday club. I'm not certain you can handle it right now.
I think you should bring it up when Joey's on tomorrow and see what happens.
You think Joey can handle Tonya erotic fiction?
No.
No, I don't. I don't think he can.
You rarely have good questions.
This one does involve Nancy Kerrigan, too. It's why I like Chapter 23. And a milking device. Thinking like some Bavarian milkers. What is happening right now?
NBA Commissioner Adam Silver.
There's a transition.
Is a proponent of a few changes to the NBA game, which he even qualifies by saying that he's probably in the minority and they will likely never happen.
The answer to that is yes.
Wait, what? The answer to what is yes?
It's not going to happen.
Oh.
No.
Yeah, he said, so I love when leagues do this. Manfred did this with baseball, all the big baseball changes several years ago. If it's even remotely controversial or radical, they will go on an interview and toss it out.
Yeah, float it out.
And see the reaction, because they don't have the balls to stand behind anything that the people don't want.
Yeah.
Even if it could be good for their game. Mm. Adam Silver is the latest to do this. By going on an interview and saying that he wants to, he would be a proponent of shortening games to 40 minutes because Olympic games are 2 hours. College basketball is, of course, 40 minutes and is generally an hour for the first half, an hour for the second half. Mm-hmm. And it would, so instead of 48, I mean, they're the only league that plays 48 minutes.
Yes. And that was his point. Internationally, it'd be in line with everyone else.
So he says he's a fan of 4 10-minute quarters.
Yes. Which. Look, the only reason he's talking about doing this is because people are, it's not very popular right now and people are tired and they find it boring and the style of play, but cutting 2 minutes off a quarter, what does that do? And he referenced the fact that at the end of quarters and the end of games, it gets drawn out. All you're doing is just drawing it out 2 minutes closer.
It's a non-solution.
It is absolutely a non-solution. It doesn't address any of the problems going on in the game whatsoever. And as far as a stat keeping and like a records basis, again, you're screwing everything up. I mean, I just don't know what the benefit of this is. And by the way, it's not shortening any games. The TV commercials are going to be exactly the same. They're not going to do away with TV inventory. So what are you doing? If you're sitting there in the arena, especially during national broadcast games, it's just going to be more downtime. So great. So we get 2 minutes less game and I get more time to sit there and watch nothing, or I get more commercials? I don't get what this solves.
They're saying one huge benefit of shortening the games by 8 minutes alongside a more compact television product could be player safety. Such a reduction in game time would reduce the NBA season by 656 minutes, the equivalent of 13 and a half NBA games in the current format.
Yeah. Well,
and that's what I think they're doing. When I read this, I was like, oh, well, what they're trying to do is shorten the season because they know they should,
yeah.
But they're not going to shorten the actual season because... Yeah. Of revenue,
yeah.
Each game brings in so much revenue and eyeballs on TV. So the next best way to them to do that is to just play a shorter time period in each of those games because they still make the same amount of money.
But can I ask another question? So if I'm playing a guy, like Giannis. We go with the old Giannis Antetokounmpo, or I don't know, like who's, whatever guy. Let's say you play 38 minutes a night, right? You're out there and that's your, you play 35 to 38 minutes. And I go from a 48-minute game down to a 40-minute game. Why wouldn't I still play 38 minutes? I'm keeping my best player on the floor and I get to play him the exact same minutes.
If that's their physical capacity, you just get them for a bigger percentage of the game.
Well, then maybe that's better for the game. Stars out there more?
I guess.
For more that we have... I mean,
but the ones that have issues playing back to backs are still going to have issues playing back to backs.
They're not going to play back to back. And if the whole point is to lessen the burden on players' knees, I don't think you are, because I think those guys are still going to play the exact same minutes or still take the exact same amount of rest.
Well, I mean, at some point, you got to get your reserves in there.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean,
you're paying them.
Yeah. I just don't understand.
I don't know. I think the minutes dispersion would probably be, I think it would be commiserate to the.
You think?
Maybe.
Mm.
I mean, I'm sure there's some cases like you're talking about, but I would imagine stars would like to play fewer minutes on average, yes.
Yeah.
And if you shorten the games, they could play fewer minutes. I'm not advocating for this at all. I'm just trying to, you know, see both sides of it.
I'm fascinated with the idea of giving someone a product that you don't really want to, less and less people are enjoying, and your whole strategy is to give them less of it. I don't know. I'm confused by what exactly they're...
I think they're up against the eight ball.
Yeah.
It's like, if you're going to really improve that product, so many things to do that would take money out of their pocket.
Yeah.
And they are not willing to do that. Hmm. So, I mean, I think he's just simply... Honestly, dude, I think Adam Silver is throwing stuff against the wall here.
Yeah.
And he's just... He said it in an interview. He said, I'm probably in the minority. He said, most people wouldn't go for this, but I would. Okay, let's see how that goes. And I think you're probably going to hear him do more of these things.
Yeah.
As All-Star... He'll have his big All-Star break. He'll make the rounds and he'll say some controversial things about things they want to change. But I just think they're stuck between a rock and a hard place, because if they're really going to improve that product... it's massive overall. It's massive changes. And they're not willing to do those.
Vancouver text line. So they're going to make us pay more for less. Brilliant!
Well, I mean, that...
I mean, if you were going to a major...
That is the corporate way.
If you went to a Major League Baseball game and they said, okay, I got an idea for baseball, right? We need to shorten the games. Let's just go 7 innings. Like, I mean, it's kind of... NFL. All right, guys. Playing three quarters. Well,
They sped up the games, Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
And it worked great.
Yes.
So perhaps the NBA should look at that and say, well, these games, when you're watching a freaking NBA game,
drags on forever.
The last 5 minutes are the worst.
Yeah.
You have 8 million timeouts. Mm-hmm. You have 8 million commercials. Yeah.
Challenges.
The flow of the game is completely disrupted.
Yeah.
Work on that.
Well,
that would help.
And like college football did that. Remember, they stopped. College football used to stop the clock after every first down, and they figured that out. The NFL does the running clock when you run out of bounds. You know, it's like, I mean, there's ways to do this without, I don't know, just chopping off minutes, giving me 8 minutes less game time. I just find it puzzling that the idea is less of your product. If the idea of less of your product is better, I think it says something about your product.
Well, of course it does. And he knows that.
Yeah.
But that's, I mean, who doesn't think that?
Yeah.
But Adam Silver has to toe this line of, well, we've got a great thing, but we might want to tweak, you know, we might make some changes, right? Like, there's who is the biggest advocate of the NBA? It's Adam Silver.
Adam Silver.
He's
yeah.
the commissioner yeah. of the league.
I mean, that is his job.
Exactly. So that's what you're hearing here
yeah.
is his rather clumsy, I think, attempt at tossing stuff out to, because he knows there isn't anyone who doesn't think the NBA sucks besides maybe Danny Meringue. I mean, there's NBA diehards. Yeah. I get it. It's and that's fine. It's just to the masses, that product is absolutely
it's rough,
terrible.
Yeah. And I feel like.
It didn't always. No, it wasn't. It hasn't always been that way.
No, I just I wonder. I'm trying to think with football because baseball went through theirs. Hockey certainly went through theirs. I mean, you're not a big hockey guy, but you know Buck remembers that there was a neutral zone trap thing.
It made the game unwatchable.
It made the game unwatchable. It was brutal, and they had to address it. And then there was an imbalance without a salary cap, and that was addressed. So the NHL went through theirs. Major League Baseball certainly went through theirs. The NBA is going through theirs now. Did football? I mean, we had the kneeling thing, but that really concussions.
I think the first thing that comes to mind is they opened up or they protected quarterbacks better.
Yeah,
because. Those guys, everybody was getting hurt.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
And they still are to some degree.
Well, I just mean
but it's gotten better.
You imagine if we played with these quarterbacks, but you played under the old rules? Dude, people would be dying. I feel like every time something comes along to the NFL and they were like, oh my God, this is what's going to take down the NFL. The NFL laughs and like tussles its hair, gives it a fresca and sends it to bed. Like, you know, whether it was the injury thing, whether it was the softening of the game, because remember, that was a thing for a while. Ah, a bunch of candy asses, you can't hit anymore. It's all, you know, can't play defense, concussions, and then, you know, it was the Trump calling a bunch of whatever losers and fire their asses, and we can't kneel, and I'll never watch the NFL again.
These people are crazy. There's something wrong with them.
Yeah, nothing stops. Boxing had their issue. Like, you know, boxing's become irrelevant. Golf's going through a huge one right now. The NFL just kind of seems to
you've got
to
kick them off the tour.
The NFL's the one league that
part of it is the NFL has such a good product.
Yeah.
Even if, you know, there are going to be tweaks, there are going to be changes. You have to keep up with that or else you fall behind, right? Yeah. The NFL, it's easy when you're on top and you have this many eyeballs to stay, you know, to keep tweaking it for the better. The NBA, they had opportunities, I think, many years ago to tweak it and keep growing into the future, and they have sat on their hands, and now all of a sudden you look up and it's really been in the last 3 or 4 years where the three-pointers just gone bizarre or bananas.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
They have a real problem now.
And you got guys that don't want to play. Guys are sitting out. The style of play, like you said, is bad. You got guys now going to be making $100 million a year.
And there's zero development of American players.
No.
You find out when a kid is 14 or 15 that he's going to have this freakish level of athleticism, and you just fast-track him through all the AAU stuff. He never plays tough basketball.
And that's another problem the NBA has, is you look at the MVPs and you look at the guys coming up. And look, you can call this xenophobic or, you know, whatever you want. Look, bottom line is, it's an American sport, and people want to root for homegrown American players. And when you've got the Jokic's of the world, and even to an extent the Wembys, and you've got this great influx of great foreign talent, it is a problem. a lot of people want their homegrown hero, and it's not happening.
You've got a league that any changes to make it way better, like, there, first of all, there has to be a lot of them, and they have to be radical.
Yeah.
Right? The NFL, it's incremental.
Yeah.
They keep up with it. Mm-hmm. They do not let their league get to a place where it's catastrophic and you have to make these, because people don't like radical changes, right? If you're ahead of the game like the NFL has been, you can tweak and change and grow and continue on a good path. The NBA did not do that.
No.
And Major League Baseball did not do that.
Yeah.
They had to come back in with radical changes here recently, and it worked.
Yeah, and it ruffled some feathers, but it worked.
Definitely ruffled feathers, but it is a way better product.
Yeah.
And they are reaping the rewards of that. Has the NBA let it get too out of control? Like, dude, you can have change everything.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's tough.
There are so many radical changes you got to make to bring that thing back that I don't know how Adam Silver does it. They're going to need a new commissioner, first of all.
And there's so many bad teams, too. There really is. I mean, can we just be honest? Like, half of that league is unwatchable?
Well, yes.
I mean,
now, in fairness to all sports, most leagues have a third or so. I don't know about half. Most professional leagues, there's some really bad ball. I mean,
sure.
NFL is, you know, when you watch the freaking Jags play the Titans, I mean, come on.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, it's not like...
Excuse me.
It isn't like in the NBA. It really is.
Well, there's a lot of and Dwayne says it on the Vancouver Four text line. I think he's right that the Players Association, somewhere along the way in the NBA, the Players Association got way too much power.
Yes,
and
too greedy, probably.
And that has really hurt that league. Yeah. Owners, NFL, the owners are in charge.
Yes,
and you can debate the merits of that and the fairness, whatever.
They'll
it's
drop the
just
hammer.
The way it is.
Yeah.
It's their league, and they're going to control it. The NBA, it's the opposite. It's the tail wagging the dog.
Players league.
Yeah, and players are just, this is why they seem pampered. This is why they seem lazy. This is why they seem, you know, not committed. Mm-hmm. You know, all these things. It is just not, that is so, think about all the decisions that had to happen over time for it to get to this point. And then you add in analytics of the three-pointer, and now mid-range is completely gone. And you add in just the development of the athlete, the athleticism. Look at Wemby.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one thing the league does have going for it, is
greatest
it has
athletes in the world.
Some of the best specimens in any sport, anywhere, doing some amazing things, but they don't showcase it.
Mm.
So it's just, man, dude.
I got Anthony Edwards now taking half of his shots that are three-point jump shots.
So the player, dude, I've always said this, I've said this since 1980. Guaranteed contracts need to go away. They will never, because they're collectively bargaining. The Players Association will never give that back.
Yeah.
Okay, that needs to go away. In the NFL, you got to play well to get paid, or you get cut.
Yeah.
It's just the way it
All
is.
All you need to know, look at a guy like Embiid or Zion, right? And the hundreds of millions of dollars in contracts that they get. And they play a third of the games. Put that in the NFL, you're gone after 1 year.
And play maybe, so college basketball plays, what, 40 games before
40
they
games.
Get to a postseason?
Yeah.
Play 40 games.
Yeah.
If you got rid of guaranteed contract, made guys play for their money and perform for their money and shorten the season all the way down to where it really does create
Every
on
game,
a game-by-game basis, it creates urgency. You have one of the best sports products out there.
Yeah.
They'll never do any of that. They've let it slip way too far.
Yeah. Did you
greed
see
or whatever it is, and they can't put that genie back in the bottle. I don't know what they do.
Did you see the Zion Williamson quote today? It felt like a microcosm of the whole problem having today.
Yep.
I'll pull it up here, but basically he's not playing back-to-backs right now, and he was asked about that, and he says, "Let me make it clear to everybody out there, if I could play in the back-to-backs, I would. Physically, yes, I can, but I work for the Pelicans, and they have decided that based off of the numbers, it's not smart for me to do that right now. If that's what they feel, I'm rocking with them on that." So you have a guy who's supposed to be part of your next generation of big superstars who's saying, "I could go out there and play more," and his team doesn't want him to, and he's like, "But I'm cool with that."
Yep.
It's a huge problem.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what they do.
I would just like to point out that the Bills and the Chefs,
good luck.
That game, damn near 58 million people.
Yeah. Yeah. Good luck, NBA.
They're doing great. Hey, just remember LeBron said Christmas, it's our day.
LeBron James.
But they can share it. All right, we'll wrap it up next on The Fan.